The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, lighting isn't so plug and play anymore.
No, the options are legion. There are like 200 types of recessed lighting alone. So it really makes sense to learn about lighting before you begin your remodeling project.
Yeah, bulbs are much more expensive today.
Yes. One LED bulb can cost $35, although prices are coming down. And before, in a remodel, you'd spend maybe 1.5% of your budget on lighting. But today, you're looking at more like 5%. So believe me, you'll love your remodel much more when it sets the right mood and it saves you money because you installed the correct lighting from the get-go.
Because the last thing you want to do is have to replace bulbs or relocate fixtures. Okay, so with all of the new bulb options comes all this new terminology. What should our listeners know to talk like a pro about lighting?
Oh, yeah. Well, first, I think it's important to know that there are three layers of lighting in a room. There's ambient, which is general lighting, task, which you'd use for food prep in a kitchen, and accent, which would highlight a focal point like a piece of art or something. And to choose the right lighting for each layer, you need to understand the terms, and they're a little different than they used to be. So, for example, there's Kelvins, which is a scale of measurement for the color a light produces. And the higher the Kelvin number, the cooler the light. And most bulbs, to put it in perspective, are in the 2,500 to 6,500 Kelvin range, with 2,500 being the warmest and 6,500 being the coolest.
Okay, I'm good with things like brightness and dimness. So how do you describe warm and cool light?
Sure. So cool white lights have a bluish-hued tone. Natural white, sort of the middle ground, is good for kitchens and baths. And warm whites give off a more yellowish or golden hue, and that would be good for a bedroom, for example. And then the next measurement term to know is wattage, which we used to associate with the brightness of the bulb, but not anymore. Today it's a measure, in the new bulbs, it's a measure of how much electricity the bulb consumes. And as we know, LEDs and CFLs use far fewer watts than the old incandescents.
So what's the measure for brightness now?
So that's lumens, and it's the amount of light you actually get from the bulb. And so, again, for perspective, you need about 1,000 to 3,000 lumens to properly light, say, a 250-square-foot living room. And I'll have a link at houselogic.com/radio to information on how many lumens you need for particular tasks.
There are labels in the bulbs, of course, to help you sort through this morass of information.
Yeah. Yes, thank God. So those have been around for a couple of years, and they're required by the FTC. And the data on them includes the yearly energy cost, how long the bulb will last, whether the bulb feels warm, cool, or somewhere in between in terms of light, and how many watts of energy it uses as well.
Let's talk about the type of lighting you should consider by room. Now, kitchens require a lot of task lighting, so let's start there.
Yeah, and this is the fun stuff. So that's where, like, layering light, as I talked about earlier, is important, because it's great because in a kitchen you accommodate a variety of activities like food prep, eating, and homework and things. So you want to aim for about 5,000 to 10,000 total lumens in a kitchen. And again, that's about the brightness. And so to achieve that, you do this layering. And some specific tips, you light a kitchen island so that shadows don't fall where you'll be cutting vegetables. So to put it in perspective, a six-foot island, that could mean two or three small pendants in a row directly above where you're standing. And you want chandeliers in the center of the room or a main light to have a shade that directs light down, not out, because then you create shadows. You want to install under-cabinet lighting for tasks and use above-cabinet lighting for the ambient and mood lighting. And it's a good idea to use recessed lights on the sides of the ceilings, not the centers, and that'll reduce shadows as well.
Thank you, Christina. For more tips about lighting, visit houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.